Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. To all who celebrate in the States, it's Memorial Day, so we're hoping everyone's out and about and getting some beautiful weather. I'm Lynn Bleasdale. I'm here with some really, really lovely team members. We've got Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro, and one of our favorite people in the whole world, Hawk. Is that your last name? Didn't offer you a talk?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello, everyone. I'm so happy
Hi.
To be back. I feel blessed and excited for the show.
We're so glad to have you. Here. Yeah, we don't have, we're thinking because it's Memorial Day, we don't have a lot of callers today. So we're just going to do a potpourri, but we're talking about books today. So if anybody wants to call in for a mini reading and some book chat, the number is 646-564-9868. All lines are open. Call on in. How should we, I think we'd like to start, just Hawk, if you can just remind anyone who's listening about the work you do. You're on a journey of discovering your own metaphysical abilities, I guess, is the way to put it.
Yeah, in reality.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. I am related to Toni. She is my aunt. I am her nephew. And interestingly, simultaneously, I feel like we both awakened at the same point. And it's been a journey of a lot of research for me. It started with science and psychology and exploring my own intellectual and emotional landscape, which allowed me to kind of connect all the dots a little bit later on. And I am a seeker of truth,
wow.
Love, and life.
Yeah.
And I want to teach peace so that I can learn peace.
Wow. That's beautiful. I wish the whole world had people like you in it.
Well, that's our job. We're reminding everyone that they're a part of it.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to go
ahead.
A little bit about that. Our family used to be, I mean, we were our family is all very, very close, including Hop's mom, who is Elizabeth. We're all three related. But we had tension at times in our family. And I feel in the last, oh, wow, my light just went dim. It's blinking. I feel like in the last 2 years since we've all been on this journey, because Elizabeth joined us also, that we
yep.
are much closer and no more feuds, if you could say. We kind of understand other a lot better, so it has helped, you know, with all you guys.
We have healed right? so much together, and it's
yeah.
and
yeah
yeah, you guys chose each other, didn't you, for the
yeah,
journey. You chose one another.
We are definitely a part of a soul family.
Yeah. Yeah, fellow travelers. Elizabeth just joined us in the chat room, so I just want to send some
okay.
hugs and kisses to Elizabeth. And I hope the weather in Florida is stabilizing for you guys, because it's been crazy to read what's going on, you know. But
yeah.
hope all is well. You'll be, well, rebuilding after all that.
Yeah.
But
sure.
So I want to ask you. Yeah, I want to ask you, Hawk, just start to kick off the conversation. Can you share some books that have been instrumental in your journey, like the books that you can recommend?
I am so glad you asked. If we have not talked about on this show before, A Course
mm-hmm.
in Miracles.
Of course.
Yeah, have you ladies
yes.
read this or dabbled?
Yes.
This
if
book
not,
is instrumental. It is, for anyone who doesn't know, it was written in the 60s by Dr. Helen Schuckman, who I believe was a cognitive neuroscientist, but more before the neuroscience kicked in. So
yes.
more of the psychological path. And she started channeling Yeshua ben Joseph, the Christ. And what's so interesting about the book is it's mostly about forgiveness and learning about your ego and how your ego is what's keeping you from the truth, which is heaven.
Mm.
And It uses a lot of Christian terminology, but it gives their definition, or what I see as the true definition. And it really, it's a huge book that focuses on you training your mind to see your ego and forgive yourself and others and truly become what we are, which is love.
Wow. Yeah. Well put.
Yeah.
The Christian terminology didn't bother me so much. And I'm one of those people that I get cringy when, you know what I mean? If I don't want to insult anybody or hurt anyone's feelings.
Yes.
But if it gets too religious, boy, you know, my spider senses start to kick in.
Exactly. It's I've had to explain this to a lot of people. It's not religion because there's no dogmas, there's no rules, there's no rituals that are required. It truly is a training of one's mind to see the truth. And I just mean truth as in you're okay. You're loved. And the more you love others, the more you will be loved back. And it's just this extension and magnification of the positive emotions without focusing on the illusions, which are the shadows we're creating, the pain.
Mm. Wow. Einstein said a lot of the same things, you know. This is not...
He was spiritual.
Totally.
People don't realize that he found God in math. And
yes, he did.
There it is. That was part of my journey, too, was math, the fundamental reality. Like, the knowledge of pi, it scares people, right? Because it's got a Greek symbol and it's a weird number. But the thing is that we didn't make that number. We found that number. That number is integral to all circles and spheres. And the fundamental shape of the universe is waves in a spherical shape. Toroidal energy, you know? And that stuff. It's all the little
things that
come together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sacred geometry, fractals, the Mandelbrot set,
yes.
All of those phenomenon that we, as you say, we discovered, you know, nature employs that just because it's there, you know. Nature doesn't worry about it or think about it. It's just expressed. I love that.
Yes.
Oh, that was a
nature
wonderful book.
Nature is natural, and therefore it is reality, right?
Absolutely. And that's, I think, why a lot of us feel like we don't want to go to church, but we want to go into the woods because that's church for us, or into the desert, or into the mountains, whatever speaks to you in terms of nature. But, wow, I'm so glad you brought up that book. And if you can't find it in, like if you don't have it in book form, you can get it on PDF drive. It's on there. I checked. And it's free. Elizabeth, she's saying, wow, hello all. I think she's loving our conversation. And
she has also listened to A Course in Miracles. I was going to suggest, I listen to all my books on Audible. And
yes.
I'm able to complete a lot more books that way because I can do it while doing other things. It has changed my life.
I wonder if it's on YouTube. I'm just going to check while we... Because that would be the best free access of all.
Yeah.
I would like to give some advice when listening to it.
Yeah, $12 a month or something, Audible, right?
Yeah, it's about that. It's like, and you get a credit per month. It's fantastic. I have to say, with that terminology, if those things bother certain people, I've come up with ways of seeing it. They explain that the sun is all of the sunship, which is all of creation. So they'll use the word brother, but they mean all brothers and sisters, all beings.
Absolutely.
So that's one thing, right? And then when they use the word God, feel free to replace that with source or all that is, or the creator or creator beings, whatever it is that pleases you at this moment. And because it does focus with masculine gender terms, and I do feel like sometimes those will block people, just remember that when you're talking about spirit, it doesn't have gender. gender is just so that we can view it in our mortal viewpoints.
Absolutely. You can get an 8-hour course in miracle. I have rendered lips today. A Course in Miracles audiobook is. It looks like it's free on YouTube. It's 8 hours, 47 minutes, 57 seconds. So there you
That's
go.
That's probably only a section of it, because the book is like 40 hours, I think.
Yeah, but it is brilliant.
And if it's intense,
it is absolutely.
Take break. If it's intense. Take breaks, because it took me about a year and a half to get halfway through the book, and then something clicked, and everything made sense, and then I was able to finish the book within a month, and then I started it again, and I can't stop.
Wow. It's like reading James Joyce or something like that. You're just like, what is this? And then, wow, and then sometimes it hits you. That's awesome, awesome, awesome. Did you want, are there any other, I'm just going to go around our table. Our circle. Yeah, that is the first one. And what I have, Elizabeth's talking about the first part of the Course in Miracles, and that's the one she's got. So there you go. Did you want to add any books to your list, Hawk, before I go around the table?
I think you should go around the table, and I can follow up at the end, because I have so many, and it depends on where we want to go.
Glad to hear it. And you know what? Feel free to like interject any time, because, we don't have, what's that thing where you have to hold the shell if you're going to talk, or the tribal stick or whatever it is. We hold the bottle of tequila and the donuts. Whoever's got those gets to speak. Alrighty. Jessica, you mentioned some, Jessica, you mentioned some books in our chat. And I also want to ask you about the incredible disappearing tapes.
Thank you so much, Lynn. I would love to start off with that. It happened yesterday, and it's really, really, really interesting, and I thought I'd share it. I'd like to make a post about it today. I just haven't done it yet because I think I'm still processing. it takes me a little bit. But speaking along the lines of growing up, I did grow up in a heavily religious family, and that's kind of been the way of it since I was little, and that's okay. There's no right or wrong, and I think it's wonderful that everyone has their own beliefs and exercises that. The only thing I think that bothered me about them exercising those beliefs is when I did come out of the spiritual closet about channeling spirit, specifically my son, Jaden, after he transitioned home. We'll just say my family was not happy about that. And that's kind of been the way of it. I accept that, and I just don't make a fuss about it. I just kind of lead by example and do my thing. So 3 months ago, I let my mom borrow some family videos that I have of the kids, my children, and of Jaden when they were little. And I did not want to lose those, so I let her borrow them to, like, burn them so she can have a copy for herself, and they went missing. Oh, man, my heart really started to, pound. Yeah, that's all I have, you know, and you don't want to lose those precious memories. So I've watched my mom just tear her room apart, literally from top to bottom. All over the house looking for them until I kind of took a step back. I asked Jaden, I said, son, honey, please, if you can give me any guidance as to where Nana may have put the home videotape, son, I'd so much appreciate it. The answer came immediately. He said, Mom, please tell Nana, remind her that she put them in her room in a wooden box. I said, okay. I don't censor myself around my family because I just am authentically me. And they're used to that now too. They just don't say nothing. I went to my mom and I said, Mom, Jaden wanted to remind you that you put the tapes in your room in a wooden box. And I turned around and walked away really quick. So yesterday, she came and knocked on my door. And she said, hi, honey. I just wanted to tell you that Jaden was correct. She handed me a package, and it was the package of the long-lost videotapes. She said he was right. They were in my wooden dresser in the bottom drawer.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And
huh.
I think I was shocked. I think it took a lot for my mom to do that, and I honored that. And then once she left, I told her I loved her and broke down after the door shut.
Yeah.
In tears. It was just a beautiful moment. It really was. It's like for the first time, we saw, heard, and recognized each other on the same level. And it was just really beautiful.
Yeah, do you think that's
going to
help
awesome.
Going forward with your relationship?
What's that?
Do you think that will help going forward now with your relationship, and they'll might respect you for what you really are and what you do?
Yes, in that moment, I literally felt this energetic shift take place.
Yeah.
And see here, I don't mean to cry. I'm still processing through it. Not out of sadness,
awesome.
But it was just a
You're
beautiful
fine.
Gift. Yeah, it was just a beautiful gift.
Good.
That's all
what
of our
Dolly...
purpose.
Yeah.
To show the
what
world
did Dolly
all the
Parton...
stuff we've been
sorry,
missing
go ahead.
Out.
Yeah.
Sorry,
go ahead.
I was just
go ahead.
Saying that's
Say that
our
again.
Purpose.
Yes, it is.
That's,
yes, it is.
That's our purpose, is just to show the world all the stuff we've been missing
right.
for so long, because we've been denying it for whatever conditioning we've been through. And that's it.
Right.
Those little moments.
Well, it is, and it happens, Jess, because, so, you know, I don't mean to interrupt, and then you can go with your books, but I have a little story about Thanksgiving. We all got together, and Hawk was talking about, which is a whole another subject, about aliens and stuff, and he has a lot of information. I just kept my mouth shut through the whole thing, and I think people thought maybe he was a little crazy. And then I was talking to my brother last week, and he's like, you know what? The weird thing about it is Hawk is right, and everything is coming to fruition now in the world. And I'm like, I know, that's why I didn't say a word. People just have to figure it out for themselves. You know what I mean? I think they're afraid of what we see or what we have, woke to. And people are afraid to do that. You know, that's why we're here. I really believe that Hawk's right.
Exactly.
Totally.
We're here to show them it's okay, to show them the love that's there. Like,
yeah.
We're here to guide.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to add, on top of the fact that it's been 30 years, but you have to remember, you can't push anyone to understand what you understand or believe on the level that you believe until they're ready. Until they're ready, the only thing that you can do is lead by example with compassion. Yeah.
That's what
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Preach it.
I just also wanted to add the books that I love most during my awakening. An awesome book that we all know well and love. And it's a book called My Son and the Afterlife by Elisa Medhos. And she communicates with her son, Eric, in the afterlife. I have both of their books. The other one is My Life in the Afterlife. It's also by the same author, Elisa Medhos. The other book that I really loved reading, it says, I'm not dead. I'm different. And it's about, it says, kids in spirit teach all about living a better life on earth. And this one's by Hollister Rand. I really love that. And then the last one I have here is by Todd Burpo. And I really love this for my kids to help them through the grieving process. And the book is called Heaven is for Real. And it is a little boy's astounding story of, you know, his trip to heaven and back. So I found all of those really helpful.
Fabulous.
Good.
Beautiful.
Well, Jessica, your energy is so cool on this show, and I'm really glad Ryan brought you. Yeah, it was Ryan who brought you into the network, and he knew whereof he spoke. He sure did. That's lovely. Tony, do you want to take the...
Jessica always takes us on her travel journeys, which is so cool. Not all of us travel like Jess can, and I just think it's awesome that we get to go with her.
Yeah, that's very generous of you, to share that and talk to sharing your message.
I would love to live like her so I can live vicariously through her, which is amazing. So,
absolutely. Can you imagine if you had to live everybody else's life plus own? You'd go bonkers.
Oh, boy.
I'm ready for
share. Yes. What is the end of competition? Collaboration. You know, and we have everything we need to collaborate and make the world as part of heaven. You know, that's very, very cool.
I would like to add something to that. They have realized that evolution is not survival of the fittest, but it's actually the survival of the most cooperative with one's own environment. So there you go.
Finding skeletons in caves and whatnot, not evidence of care being given to them. Like, alone, an animal doesn't really survive a broken leg or whatever, but these people have often been shown that they've had caregivers so that we look after one another. Remember that story about bonehead spoons? Does anyone remember?
No.
Okay,
no.
I'm going to tell it to you real quick. I forget who it was. They were asking, what does heaven look like? What does it look like? Supposing these were like... I won't go into, won't digress. Okay. Anyway, so they went to one place, and there was these long tables full of food and drink and everything you ever want in your whole life. And but the thing is, nobody could. I'm sorry, I'm butchering this so badly. But anyway, everyone had these long-handled spoons attached to the wrist, and that's the only way they could feed themselves. So everyone's struggling and trying to get the food in, and they can't. And it's exercise in futility. And the next thing, it's exactly the same one. It's the table spread out with every kind of food you could ever imagine. And everyone's smiling and using those long-handled spoons to feed each other. And that's heaven, what we call heaven. I got the punchline right.
That's all right. That's awesome. You know, you're breaking up a little bit. It's part of the problem, too. I don't know. Yeah, you're breaking up. Does anybody else hear that, or is it just me?
I hear that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, how sorry.
I hear it all.
I'm sorry, guys. It must have been really fun to listen to.
Well, that's good. No, what you're saying right now, I don't know if you're doing anything different, but that's clear.
I closed the tab on the computer, so I'm not using as much bandwidth.
Oh, maybe. We do have a caller, too. Don't know if you
do,
don't
and
know
we
that.
Should, but, okay, did you do books, Tony?
I don't have any books. I'm a learner this week. I need to start. My problem is this. Every time I start a book, and I have many that I have started, I fall asleep, and it takes me about a year to do it. So I have to do the Audible thing now. I can't. I have an hour, but I have 2 hours each day when I drive out to babysit my grandson. And instead of talking on the phone and yakking, I am going to start listening to books. So I'll be able to join in next week.
You're pursuing.
So I'm writing down all of these books. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, why don't we take a little break and let's bring our caller on because they've been waiting a long time. And I actually think there's somebody who's familiar.
I am.
You're 8'5".
8'5". How are you?
I'm sorry, give me your name one more time.
Sure, it's Rose Maria from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah,
we remember you well. That's right. So, yeah, we thought we'd better bring you on. You've been waiting so patiently. Did you want to share any of the books that have helped you along your way? Was it Rose Maria?
Abraham book, kind of, sort of.
Abraham Hicks?
The Abraham one?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's Abraham and Esther. It's Esther Hicks, I think.
Right.
And those two, yeah, what a team. Yeah, absolutely. That's highly recommended. And you can just find those guys on YouTube, or there's a really great little bookstore online called Thrift Books, and they've got just about everything. And just so I don't know how they keep going, but it must be volume. But I've never not found a book with them. And they're wonderful. Abraham and Esther Hicks. Perfect. I'm writing it down too, as Tony is. Did you want to ask a question, Rose Maria? Can we help you with something?
Oh, I had a long trip back home, so I just came home last Friday night late. So whatever you guys can pick up that's positive or work or relationship at the point with relationship, kind of sort of discuss it with it. So
you,
I had a little chaos with a couple of friends and when I was over
there.
Saying,
is it a little bit rocky, is what you're saying, this relationship you've been trying to keep up?
Yeah, and he had an argument with me, and I left it as that before I left. He didn't even say goodbye to me.
There's a tiredness in your voice that I'm picking up that's making my heart feel very... Oh, good, you get an echo.
Recuperating from the trip.
I'm going to mute and let you guys take it. Okay? Just you guys carry on.
Okay. Rose Maria, who wants to go first? Hawk, Jessica? I was listening to the voice thing, so I didn't pick up yet. I'm sorry.
I'm following your lead, ladies.
Okay. Jessica, did a card jump out? Or
I'm not ready quite yet. I'm going to pass the mic. I'll be right back.
All right. So what you're saying is I knew that there was conflict. I heard it in your voice immediately. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Are you wanting to save this, or are you just ready to move on?
I'm over it now. He didn't do the right thing when I was there, so he did a lot of chaos. And he was supposed to give me some stuff, but he never did. So I'm wondering
How far do they live from you, or she lives from you? You're always driving there, right? You're always going there, correct?
Pretty much.
So you're always, I just feel like you have given so much in this relationship to make it happen that they're just, it was easy for them to just fight back at you. And I think you're right. I think there's something better for you, like right around the corner. I can totally see it. You know what I mean? That you just need to move on because, I mean, it's draining you. Listen to your voice. I don't even have to say it. I know you already know that it's the right thing to do, right?
He knows I let go. He just keeps coming back around.
Yeah. How many times have you guys done this? A lot.
I can come and go as I please. I can travel. Him, not as much.
Yeah. Yeah. But haven't you thought about leaving before?
I left many times before.
Yeah. It's just comfortable, so you keep going back.
I have to go in and out of the country once in a while. to my citizen.
I remember the story now, for sure. It says, take time to connect deeply with the energy of the earth so that you can feel supported and make decisions based on strength and integrity. The Earth Guardian, you got the Earth Guardian, by the way. The Earth Guardian represents the angels of the earth who, being as far as medicine and feeling grounded and strong, they are the protectors of the land and the planet. Your extended message is it's important for you to take a grounded approach to your current situation. If you are rushing around or making a decision based on your move, your more fearful responses, you will miss out on the growth that you deserve. Like I said, right around the corner, I feel there's something different. Take some time to calm down and get grounded before proceeding further. Breathe and connect with your inner center. Then consider what you need to do and what is important and what the important plan might be. So that's the message that I got for you. Is that kind of where you're feeling or sound right?
I'm all right with it. I'm not pissed off. I moved on anyway. And
yeah.
I just had a couple of conflicts with my brother and him and the aunt, so I didn't care.
Are you on Facebook, Tony? Can Linda has put in a message, and I've put in a message in text.
Oh, okay. Let me look. Yeah, I can get on there. So let's see. Okay. So Linda, so Lynn is picking up the image of a high fence for Rose Maria. The energy required to scale the fence is enormous. Relief in letting go. Okay, that's the message from Linda. I mean, from Lynn. And then the one from Linda is, I'm getting moving away as in distancing. Time to pull herself away and get back to herself as they are draining her energy. And that's why you feel exhausted. Do you feel exhausted at this point?
From traveling. A little bit of traveling, that's all.
Yeah. Well, even when you get there, it's not. Doesn't sound like it's really relaxing. You know what I mean?
He was fine when he saw me the first time, and on the phone, mm-hmm. he's telling me he's good by himself while you're here. And I was like, vacation, mm-hmm. as usual. So he thought I was going to do more, but I left it as I need to get my paperwork with the cops, so.
Mm. Okay. Well, those two came from them. Jessica or Hawk, do you have anything?
Yes. I'm ready.
Yep. Go ahead.
Hi, Maria. When you first came on, I wrote down relationships and circled that. There seems to be a group consensus on that I agree. And the card that actually popped out, which goes right along, is let go of ego, meaning the ego that's associated with the situation in any way it may, you know, try to consume you. And the card goes on to say, a major lesson in this human school is to learn to separate the ego self from the true self in the illusionary reality of the physical world, the consciousness of your higher self, which deals only in awe, is filtered through the human brain, and thoughts are focused on I. The human identifies by the body you are in, your physical surroundings, the material objects that you acquire, and how you are perceived by others. Every emotional thought is seen from your point of view. Your guides and your higher self have chosen this earth dimension so that you can feel what it is like to manifest the energy of love and compassion while you are experiencing the emotions of isolation and disconnectedness. It is this great divide between the ego self and the higher self that causes sorrow, misery within this dimension. With this card, to remind you that your main objective during physical incarnation is to view all things as part of yourself. When you're able to open yourself up to an awareness outside the ego, you are able to see the bigger perspective of your being, and only then, through that shift, can you experience true joy and happiness. And that's what I got for you, Maria.
That's well,
appreciate it.
Yep. Talk.
Yeah. You asked for a positive message, and I just asked for a message for you from your guides, and I got the sun card, and that's positivity, fun, warmth, success, and vitality. I wanted to ask, what is going on with your career or job?
I have to find a newer job now.
Yeah, it's because I also got Three of Pentacles, which is expressing an attitude of struggling with collaboration, and I couldn't tell if that was your job or if that was your relationship.
I guess both. I'm taking it.
Yeah. So I think your message is here. I think what we've given you with the sun and the guardian and this learning of the ego self and the higher self is exactly where you are in your journey. It's relying on your true self, not the ego in this body, but your true spirit self and loving it. And then that's where all the success is going to come from, is finding your strength and power in you.
Mm-hmm.
I have very positive cards for you. So
they
I think
are.
It's totally
I mean,
up
I
to you.
Positive. Yeah. I see a door.
Feel the love.
Like when I say around the corner, I totally see this door that can be opened, and it's like a whole new thing, like a whole new life almost. You just have to
It might be just the choice to go through, the confidence that you are enough and you are worthy of this happiness, love.
Yeah. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You just need a push. Almost somebody to push you to open that wonderful door, I feel.
Well, appreciate it.
Yeah. Did you? Yeah. So please call us back and let us know what's going on. Okay. It's really interesting what I see, and I think good things, and I feel that Jessica, Lynn, Linda, and Hawk all feel the same, and it's all positive, and we'd really like to know the positive outcome that happened for you. Okay, Rosemaria, don't be a stranger. It's been a long time.
I will.
Come back.
Thank you.
All right, hon. Yeah, take care. Love and light. Okay, we have another caller, 917, right?
Yep.
Hi, 917.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah. Who are we talking to? It sounds familiar.
Yeah, my name is Sheila. I've spoken to you before.
Sheila. Yeah.
Yes. And gentlemen, cool. You have a gentleman there too. I didn't say gentlemen. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. I love your name.
I'm just, summer's here, and I'm just trying to see what's coming up for me, if there's any changes coming up for me.
Sure. Let's see. Let me see if Lynn, are you still there? Are you better now? Or
I think so. Am I breaking up?
Yeah. No, you sound perfect. Awesome.
Well, thank you. I think my tech needs upgrading, but I'm just looking up. I just got a flower image for Ashiel, and I'm just looking it up. But we can all, do a rousing chorus of a song while we're all waiting.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because he was asking about summer plans, and I got the traveler. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but I'm not really sure what the meaning is yet. Jessica, are you ready, or Hawk? Hawk wants to follow our lead, so.
Yes, this card just flew out for a shield when you called on me. So I'm just trying to turn to it. Mm-hmm. The card that popped out for you is you are never alone. Mm. Have you been feeling that way lately, or?
Yeah, sometimes, because you know, I'm trying to pretty much starting over in terms of relationship and friends as well. So sometimes it feels alone because I let everybody go.
Right. Okay. This card popped out for you, and it further indicates that you are never alone. Feelings of separation and isolation are common on this earth plane. It is precisely these situations that make this dimension appealing and at the same time frightening to your soul. It is appealing in the sense that great strides in your evolution can be achieved when you agree to incarnate here and participate in this schoolroom while under the guise of being alone. It is frightening in the sense that your soul's nature, natural state, is being at one with everything. And the thought of feeling alone is disconcerting. The guides want to reinforce to you that these feelings of separateness are real. They are supposed to feel real, but that the actual disconnection is an illusion. You have always been, are now, and will always be divine energy. The only thing that has changed is that you have agreed to participate in this great adventure of the physical, knowing that you would not be consciously aware of still being at one with the whole. The good news is that if you are holding this space, it probably means that you have reached a point on your earthly spiritual journey where you understand that your guides, teachers, masters, and entire soul family are right next to you. And they are so proud of you for your realization that you are not alone and that they are here to help you. And that's what I got for you.
Thank you.
Yep. That's way cool. Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful.
Yeah. Awesome. I think Linda said something in the chat. Did you see that?
Oh, did she? Okay.
Yeah. I can read it if you want.
Yes, I'm in another, I have limited bandwidth, so I can only open one thing at a time.
I have it. So Linda, who is with us on the chat, she said for you, summer plans, reuniting with people you have not had recent contact with you. A sense of coming full circle with some people is what she got. So it sounds like you are doing that, like you're figuring out who you're going to be. Do you hear that sound in the background? Does anybody else hear that?
Yes.
Like the wind? Like the spooky
wind? It's sirens.
Oh, it's sirens? Anyway.
I think so. And wind?
I don't know. It's gone now. That's crazy. Anyway, that was the message from Linda. We're having weird things happening today. It's always fun to be on this show. You never know who's going to stop by, who's going to come in, what sounds, what lion's going to roar. You know, you never know. So
that's wild. Lovely.
Yeah. Did you want to go next, Lynn, or you want?
Sure. The cherry blossoms. And so, Ashil, I want to recommend to you that you look this up and go further. I can go on, you know, just a short show. But basically, the cherry blossoms bring a time of renewal, and they remind you of the fleeting nature of life, so that they're asking you to live in the moment and stay in the present moment. There's a word that I'm finding here that I'm going to look up after the show, and it is sakura, and it's the Buddhist concept of remaining in the moment. And the cherry blossoms, because they're only 2 weeks long, they're here and they're gone. That's why we have to, like, take an eternity, Seth Whitman said, to see a world in a grain of sand and eternity in an hour. So find the eternity in every moment for yourself. And if you find yourself worrying or, you know, I think it was about that if you are anxious, you're living in the future. If you're depressed, you're living in the past. And if you're at peace, you're in the present moment. And so look up for Shield, the cherry blossom. It's absolutely beautiful. And that's what's coming through for you from my team. So enjoy. And I'll pass you on. Oh, I don't know. Did Elizabeth have everything? Anything?
Okay. I can't see her in the chat for some reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she really likes a book called I'm Spiritual, Damn It, by Jennifer Weigel.
Awesome.
I'm not sure if I pronounce that right. Yeah, very cool. I'm gonna write
okay.
Two. Yeah.
That book is
here's
great.
That.
I gave that one to my mom.
Is it? Oh, the blues. All right.
She's
everyone
amazing because she goes through her whole journey of belief. And she talks to many mediums to figure it out.
Wow.
Yeah. It's good to study everything. And then it's like boiling down maple syrup, right? You just got sap of everything. And then your life boils it down to this wonderful product that you can put on your eggs. All right. Okay.
I want to agree.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first, Tom?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Go ahead. I'll go after you.
So, Ashiel, it seems like in your past, is he still there?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Excellent. It seems like in your past, probably recently, you felt like you were stuck in a situation where you had to make a really tough decision. And I feel like maybe there's some possible regret that's attached to that. And it seems like your messages are so spot on right now. This is a moment for you to find what truly makes you happy at your most spiritual, truest level, not with what you get from others, but what you get from yourself. Because it seems like you have an extreme opportunity in the future for many things to go right, but it has to start with you asking yourself what brings you joy, contentment, and fulfillment on the deepest level, and then pursue those goals.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I got similar to everybody else. I picked what flew out for me was the traveler's card, and that was funny because when you were talking about the summer, that came up, and it says, welcome any opportunities to travel either in this world or the outer world or in your world. So your extended message is exactly like what Hawk was saying. You are very spiritual already, but this is going to be your summer to, so to say, broaden your horizons. In the past, in the decision you made, although it might not feel like it was the right one, because you do feel alone like right now, like Jessica was feeling, but it is the right decision because it's clearing your head and your being to be able to bring in the people that are supposed to be there. But you do have good friends, though. And I don't know if you're like me, but the reason why I like this card is because you have you feel like a gypsy. You're always wanting to travel. Is that you? I know that's me. Whenever my wings are clipped, I feel like I'm depressed, you know. But it says that you have kind of like a gypsy heart, and you would really do good anywhere. But it says just to open your mind, and you can, you know, encourage yourself. And there's new, kind of like what I saw for Rose Maria, there's new things around the corner. This is going to be a truly positive summer for you in many, many different ways. So basically, if you're thinking on doing a new job or a new new love or whatever it might be, I feel this is your time. And I think the blossoms that Lynn were talking about is meaning that it's now. You know, don't procrastinate any longer. Don't miss that window of opportunity.
Good. That's not good. Yeah, I want new everything. Yeah, I already have a new business, so I want new friends, new relationship. And you know, I've got rid of a lot of people in my family as well. So that's why it was a little tough. But you know, I believe that was the best decision to do. You know, so it just
it was. That's the message we're getting is that you made the right choice.
Yes, I feel they're going to come around. It takes, and Hawk is he can relate to this too. It takes a while sometimes for people to get out of themselves. So that's why you have to get out of them. You know what I mean? And then they'll come around. It could take years, but they will come around.
Well,
you made the right.
There's one person that is an ex of mine. I don't want that person to come around because I've been I've been trying to get rid of that person for a long time. I finally had to block everything. So I definitely don't want that. You know,
I'm talking
I want
about
something, somebody.
Yeah. Somebody. In
good for
family.
You, Ashiel. It was the right thing to do. The cards were expressing that if you feel regret over it, don't. This is the time, exactly now, for you to look into yourself to find what makes you happy, and you go for it. And then it comes to you.
Well, I look forward
to
it.
No, they're sorry that they did that to you, so don't worry about it. Yep. It's looking good, my friend. It's looking good.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited, and you know, and I look forward to it. You know, I just want new. I don't, you know, I literally don't turn the page on everything. I want new, you know, just everything new, you know.
And listen to that message of living in the moment. I always think about it of how we're all on a little boat in the river of time, and the more you fight it, the tougher it is. But the more that you go with the flow and feel it, the easier it is. So live in the moment.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
We'll do. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Take care. Let us know. Come
peace
back.
And blessings.
Thank you. I will let you know.
Okay.
Lovely,
Ashia.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so our caller that we have remaining is 347. Hi, 347.
I'm going to put you on hold.
Hi.
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 How are you?
I'm talking. Good.
Yes. My name is Tamika.
Tamika. Yeah. How are you, Tamika?
Hi.
We talked last
Welcome
week.
Welcome back, right?
Yeah. I have such a bad memory lately.
We remember you. That's all that matters. How can we help you today? Did you have any good books you wanted to share or questions?
I just have a question about love and relationship, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Go ahead.
I just wanted to check in with you guys to see what you see for me and someone who we kind of like broke up on May 6th. Just wanted to see if you see anything future-wise with this person or what's going on with them and me.
Mm-hmm. Anybody can jump in.
I have to share this because it's really funny. I don't know if anyone remembers the jingle. I am stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid's stuck on me. I hope we don't get sued for, you know, but, you know, we're advertising. But anyway, that's what I heard in my head. And then I heard Death of a Thousand Cuts. And the Band-Aids are symbolizing, like, it feels like you guys just, I don't know if it's one of you doing it to the other or both of you doing it to each other, but I'm feeling like wound after wound after wound. The Band-Aids symbolism is putting, like, every time you put a Band-Aid on the wound, but eventually it's going to hit critical mass with the pain. And I just, can you guys pull back and maybe assess how you go about relationships, because it feels like it's not going to stop. It's a self-perpetuating cycle, and you're just going to, like, it's going to be like the death of a thousand cuts. Anyway, that's what came in for you through my team, and I hope that helps, Tanika. We'll pass this round to the other lads and lasses.
I can
spoken
to him.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Tamika. This is Jessica.
This call has not
spoken.
Go ahead.
I was just saying we haven't spoken. Like I haven't reached out, and he hasn't reached out. Like we haven't spoken.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. It's funny. The card that immediately flew out for you is ask for guidance. But that's kind of what you're doing here. I'll continue on. It is representing for you. It says ask for guidance. Be mindful that you are not on this journey alone. It can seem that way at times, but there are many souls, not only on the earth plane, but in the spiritual realm, who have your best interest at heart and are always eager to help. All you have to do is reach out and ask. When moments arise that are difficult and you feel that you need help making the correct choice, or discernment, assistance is always there. This was the agreement before your incarnation, whether you consciously are aware of it or not. There are several ways to connect with your guide through contemplation, meditation, prayer, or asking for contact in your dream state. Your connection to the wisdom of your guides is omnipresent. It's your job's way for you to receive it. Guides and other teachers work very closely with you, and they understand your physical habits and mental processes so that you can steer you in the right direction. Besides personal assistance, they also have the ability to influence earthly circumstances for your benefit. There are many beings surrounding you from many realms, such as philosophers, sages, wise men, scholars, and masters who no longer require incarnation in the earth school. Asking for help is not perceived as a weakness. In fact, it's just the opposite. It is the fully aware human who acknowledges and accesses his or her connection to the spirit realm. Make it a daily ritual to ask your guides to go before you, sleep past, and show you the way. And that's what I got for you.
That's awesome.
Thank you. That's nice.
Yeah. And then I just want to follow that with Linda in the chat. She said, Tamika, you need to turn your radiance in a new direction. I see a brightness around you, and I also saw that brightness, just to let you know, that needs to be put in the direction where things will grow and flourish. Time to move into a different direction.
Okay.
So there's that. Yeah. And then Lynn for Hawk.
Thank
you,
Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was getting this message the last time you were on, too, and I have a question about how your relationship with your own intuition or spirit or what some people call magic is. How do you
feel
with yourself?
I feel like it's pretty good. I feel like it's my intuition is so, like, loud a lot of times and all over the place. Sometimes it makes me want to ignore it because I wonder sometimes if it's correct or if I'm crazy.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, it that makes sense. It's always been that way since I was little. Like, it's just sometimes it works out, but most of the time it's so sensitive and all over. I just sometimes choose to ignore it because I'm like, that's just crazy me. I need to learn to be normal.
Okay, so yeah, I think there's something here where you're so powerful, but there's a blockage. Like, you're not accepting how truly creative and powerful and intuitive you are. I think that the last time you were on, I was saying look up a certain card. Do you remember what card that was?
Page of Cups.
Exactly. I am there. That was your message. It's when you are being called to trust your intuition and be open to the multitude of intuitive messages coming your way. Look for those synchronicities and signs from nature that will guide you on. I got that. I felt that again. I got King of Wands for you today, and I think that's what you need to be feeling, which is actually pure fire energy in its masculine form. And I just want to remind everyone that a person is holy when they are whole, meaning that their yin and yang are balanced. That's their divine masculine and their divine feminine. That's what makes us whole when we're acting like the balanced divine child. And it's saying that you are stepping into the role of a visionary leader, ready to direct people. But I know that that's what you're supposed to be channeling. And it is about you going on this journey, which leads us to the Six of Wands. And it's encouraging you to put yourself out there and be proud of what you've achieved, whatever that is, which is probably just your spiritual enlightenment.
Yeah.
I don't know about the whole story of the relationship, but I feel like there is a sense that you need to let go, focus on yourself, your intuition, your connection with spirit. And you can tell, like, in a show, we always have general themes, and the general theme for this situation for all of our callers has been live in the moment, know that you are loved by the universe, take your place in it, and things will go right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I feel the same as Hawk. I feel that the reason why, and I also feel the same at Lynn, I think the reason why the Band-Aids came up was because, you know, sometimes you do feel like you're crazy, and this person is not on the same level as you, so they're not going to ever be on the same level as you. So that's where the discrepancy is, and that's where all of this stuff comes in that doesn't work. So unfortunately, even that you had a long relationship with this person, a new door is opening, like I said in the last few. And you are so bright. Like, when you came on the call, I just saw really, really bright light. And you have such a big and new world ahead of you, and it's going to be amazing. I also got the guardian angel as a card. Do you know who your guardian angel is? Is it Michael or Archangel Michael, possibly?
I think
maybe read about him and what he does, because I feel that you have a really strong guardian angel, and that they all are right there at your fingertips. You're not crazy. You're like us. People think we're nuts. I just close that door. And you don't have to talk about it all the time. Like, a lot of us are silent because people don't understand, and it's too bad that we have to be. But you're in a safe place here. So,
yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You can call every week. I mean, we're in a safe place. Yeah, if you see the people that understand you, you know. You can do
exactly.
And there's also other shows that we have on the Sacred Embers Network that the same are like us. They're very loving and open people, and love, like Jan, she loves to counsel, and she's a guidance in DC. Everybody in this network is full of love and light. So you're welcome to any of the shows, and, you know, join our pages. You'll like it a lot. It's always positive.
Thank you to the Lynn in the chat room.
Yeah.
We're sending you that message.
But did anybody else have anything else? Lynn, did you? You already went. So, Tanika, make sure you call us back and let us know, okay? Let us know how you're feeling.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Okay, we have another caller that we just got on with the 828. Maybe it's Hawk's friend. I don't know. We'll see. Hi, welcome. 828, you're on the air. Can we have your name?
Sure, it's Stan. How are you doing?
Good, Stan. How are you?
Good. It's raining here where I am, and Nashville, North Carolina.
Oh, you're in Nashville. Yeah, that is our old stomping ground town.
Yeah, the joke my aunt just made is my number is an 828 number, so hello, neighbor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm actually in Weaverville, which is just north of Nashville.
Yes, sir, right on. I'm from Brevard.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice little town.
What brings you today, Stan?
I'm really happy that I got through because I just tuned in about 6 minutes ago.
Awesome.
But I started to come on when you first started the show, but I couldn't tell from the description whether you were taking calls or not.
Oh.
So I checked back in because I really would like to have some additional input from what I'm already getting.
Sure.
I've just got a lot of pieces in my life that I'm trying to get put together, and I've been patient. My divine telling me it's on the way. It would just be nice to get some additional information. If you can plug me in and see what you can get, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. Great. Did anybody want to go first, or Lynn, or you, Jessica?
It's funny because Stan mentioned things being in pieces, and I have a funny feeling this team can just sort of contribute pieces as we go, because the first thing I wrote down, Stan, is creativity with a whole bunch of question marks. Is there a venture of some sort, something you've made that you're waiting to see come to fruition in some way?
Oh, wow. How do I answer that one? I've been certified in a couple of healing modalities, but I haven't started to practice. I've been getting guidance that there's something coming up that I've never done before. Instead of me relying, I'm basically 70 years old, and I've got several careers I've had, but my divine is challenging me or presenting me with the fact that I'm going to be doing something I've never done before, and I've got a 9-year-old son that's with me a week at a time, and he's with his mother when he's not with me, and I'm trying to get some kind of balance between my time with him and what else I'm supposed to be doing, because I feel like, you know, my best years are ahead of me instead of me, you know, thinking that the past is where it is. I'm doing a lot of work to move myself into the future and let go of anything in the past. So,
yeah. Chronological time doesn't really matter, because I've known people in their 80s who are like young, and I've known people in their 20s who are like really old guys. You struck me as like a 30-year-old person when I first heard your voice.
I thought the same.
Yeah.
I don't like the age either, so.
Yeah, and it's, what is it? It's age is a matter of, was it mind over matter? If you don't mind, it doesn't matter, or something like that. Anyway, you're doing great in terms of, you know, being ageless, because spirit is ageless. They don't have that sort of time parameters, like, you know, I can't do this because I'm an old guy kind of thing. It doesn't matter. So creativity, I don't know what that is. And when you mentioned that you have a son, that I went, oh, there's sort of like a tingle that I felt for you, in that you might check out what kind of creative energies this guy's got, your son. Look for his abilities, his Brian says don't call them gifts, but I'm just going to call them gifts. Does he have any special creative gifts? And it doesn't, I don't mean like, is he an artist? I meant, does he create? And what does his soul express? Because I have a funny feeling the creativity question is more something you can nurture in your son. And I know you don't have him all the time, but it's quality over quantity, right? So see what you guys can develop together in terms of that something new, that lovely something new you're talking about. It feels like a really cool thing you're heading to. So was it Dylan or Bill Young? May you stay forever young, you know? I send that to you because you rock. You really do. So I'll pass that over to whoever's next on the in the table.
Yeah, I've got really strong feeling. Are you guys into pets? Are you pet healers? Is your son into pets, into animals?
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, first off, my son is an awesome artist. He's been drawing since he was four, and he is really absolutely incredible. He loves to draw and create.
Yeah.
He'll just create books, you know, with artists,
wow,
and all kinds of stories to go with them. But I'm sorry, what's the second thing you just mentioned? Oh, gosh.
Pets.
He's, wow. Yeah, he wants a dog, and I want a dog. We can't have a dog in the apartment I'm in now, so I'm looking for an apartment for two reasons. So, another home. For two reasons.
Yeah.
One is so we can have a dog, and also so I can live closer to him because his mother decided to get remarried and move an hour away from me, and it just makes it a challenge to see him as often, well, as quickly as I would like. But I appreciate a dog is in the picture. So,
well, I feel more than a dog. I feel that you're going to find this space closer to him that might, I don't know, I'm feeling like some kind of your new business might be something to do with pets, whether it's healing or taking in pets or I don't know. That's what I'm feeling. And then Linda, I think she kind of felt the whole thing too. So I don't know if you know Linda's story, but she has these, how do you call them? Are they robots, Lynn? Little robots?
They're artificial intelligence. They're little robots. Well, I guess robots. But they are tapped into the internet, I think. They're very lifelike, and they're emos. And I think we'll let Linda describe them sometime because I'm having trouble. But I know that they have little personalities. They really do. And they're quite something. I'll do the address at the end of the show where you can see more of these little emo robot and emo pets. Yeah.
So Linda said her emo pet just said, I would like to take a walk. I am getting this, which means it's time to explore some new adventures in places where you are feeling stuck. There are ways to do things differently if your things are not working and you want to achieve a goal. So I think it's like that you need to find a new place, and it's going to be closer, and it's going to open up new doors to, what the anxiety you're feeling now and what your second act is, or third or fourth, whatever,
Make my next act,
next act. I've done a ton of them, so I know how that is.
I've had a few.
Or
Hawk?
Yes, I have much to say. Can I get a minute, though?
Oh, yes. Yeah, is it Hawk?
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead, whoever.
Oh,
ready.
I'm sorry. You go right ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm not ready. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hi, Stan. This is Jessica. The card that came right out for you, and I think this was probably just a gentle reminder for you for some reason, it says, understand your body. To have this valuable experience in the physical dimension, your soul needs a body. The decision as to which vehicle will best fulfill your soul's blueprint is of utmost importance. A lot of humans ask, what is my purpose? And the biggest clue is looking back at you in the mirror. Understand this, your higher self and your guides help select a body that is solely created by nature. The body, its genetics, race, gender, sexual orientation, and geographical location are all of the earth dimension. The spirit realms do not control these things, but these factors are known to your higher self and the guides before you incarnate here. As an analogy, if you want a car that's a brand new blue Corvette convertible with a V8 engine, you need to get inside a used green minivan that it will to change. What you do is this. You go searching for the car that will fulfill your needs. That's why it is important to know and understand your body. It provides insight as to what lessons you are here to learn. When this card appears for you, ponder this. What was this, or I'm sorry, rather, why was this body chosen for this incarnation? So that's a really interesting question that we can usually all ask ourselves. And I think this was just a gentle reminder to you to remember to check in with your body. I hope that helps.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've been gone with that.
Cool.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah, you're up.
Yeah, I'm ready. What was that new healing modality that's coming your way?
That's coming my way? I don't know. I mean, I've been over a year ago. I got certified in the last one, and as I was excited to have gotten certified,
what was it?
Since then, it was the emotion code.
Oh, beautiful. I'm reading the body code right now.
Oh, really? Yeah, I've practiced that a lot over the years, but I just finally got around to getting certified. But it was at a time when, a lot of changes because, I had this divorce happen, and then I'm getting, I had to move the country, and I moved back here, be near my son, and now my ex-wife moved, and I'm just trying to...
I'm seeing it all for you.
Something else is coming. I don't know what it is yet.
Yes, exactly. I see that you were practicing your temperance. That's what you were talking about, being patient. So good job. I see that there. I see the tower. That's what's happening right now. You're going through a monumental change in your life. And then for the future, it was the Four of Cups. And literally it's saying new invitations and opportunities are flowing to you, but for now you're saying no. So a part of that, because I asked what you were supposed to be doing, I got Eight of Pentacles, which is usually either learning a new skill or mastering that skill. And I think that's what my family here on the show is kind of pointing out, is that you have this opportunity for you, and that is that's your next section of life, right? We were talking about age and how it doesn't matter, and that, yeah, you've got a whole new section to help the world with.
That's, I've used that term, not helping the world, but something hey, listen, I spent a lot of years doing all kinds of jobs, including being in the paradigm of corporate America and exiting that program. And I just feel like I have something that I don't want to leave. I still have a song to sing, And
yes, sir. And you do. You do. It's right here.
Yeah. A song to sing to contribute to, help others in whatever way I'm chosen to do that. So,
well, just anyway, have
just
comfort in that. You feel it.
Yeah.
And well, yeah, that message
thank
about
you.
The body.
Thank you. I just returned my son back to his mother today, and when I'm with him for a week at a time, I'm really with him. I mean, we are tight, doing everything
awesome
together. So, but this week apart gives me, my time to reflect and sort of re-engage and have my quiet time a little more than I do. I mean, I get up early in the morning when he's here so I can have some quiet time before he gets awake. But he is a blessing to me. I mean, I've got two adult sons. I really didn't need to have another child to feel fulfilled, but I got, you know, the divine had a big hand in this whole thing, and I just followed my guidance, and it happened. So now I'm blessed with getting a chance to raise this boy to be all he can be.
And I feel he's a rainbow child. I don't know, do you feel that? Have you ever looked up rainbow children or what they are?
I don't know what that is, but I know he's extremely exceptional. He's just really tuned in.
Yeah, it was a gift.
I feel it too. I've been thinking about this concept a lot, but we carry, you know, our ancestral lineages with us in our spirit. And so we also carry those challenges, and often it takes a parent-child relationship to correct that ancestral lineage, and that's what you're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's taken a long time to figure anything out, and I still don't have it all figured out, but I having my son show up, he has a tendency to bring stuff to my attention that really gets my attention.
Exactly.
You're
there to guide him.
9 years old.
Yeah.
And he's there to guide you. You have to learn from each other. This is awesome. It's a really great relationship you're going to have.
I
got the same thing you did. He's not my child, but he's my grandson. And it changed my whole life. It was like, I don't know how I lived my life without him all this time. But I feel exactly the same way you do. And so I started reading about, there are called a couple of different things. I think Lynn is the one who told me about Cooper, but he's definitely, I feel that your son is the same. He's a rainbow child. So a little bit about them. They have no past lives. They were just brought here for you. So you start their journey, and then they go on to do spectacular things. So,
but, you know, his soul started talking to me about 2 years before he showed up. I mean,
beautiful.
Didn't know that's what it was at the time. It was some child was, I thought it was a child that I had had and wasn't aware of, you know, or there was a relationship I was in and I was never notified that the woman was pregnant. But it became crystal clear the moment he was born, there was some kind of thing
that
happened that made me know that that's what had been going on with me, you know, that he was communicating with me. And it's just really, it keeps me going is what it does.
I want to say one last thing before we let Stan go. I think it's interesting that he's got the emotion code certification. You were talking about pets. Jessica was talking about listening to the body, and that might all relate to maybe your future is the emotion code and body code, maybe specifically with animals.
I've been having this thing sort of with me for a while now about horses. And
there you go. There you go.
There's something. I haven't been around horses that much. I've ridden a few times, but I'm definitely not a horse. I have horsemanship, but there's something about a horse that
doesn't mean you're not a horse.
It feels like
sir.
I can feel them in me. It's like I was
yes, sir.
Me. I don't know.
Well, maybe we just told you what your new path is.
That's why I think you need to get out of that apartment, because, Stan, I think your new place has got to do with some land, you know, whether you're renting or whatever, with horses.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel that. I see a big, big place. I mean, I think it's going to be amazing. A chapter. And I also got the mountain card for you, so it could be somewhere. I don't know. Does she live in the mountains? Over there.
He's there now, Blue Ridge.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I saw.
I live on a mountain right right now, but I'm looking at a place that's not on a mountain, but it's we're in the mountains up here, you know? It's around mountains, foothills, whatever. That's where we are. It's part of the western North Carolina.
Yep, I can see it. I'm going to be there for a bike race in July.
Oh, yeah?
My daughter Tori is the downhill national mountain bike champion, and her race is outside of Asheville. I can't remember the name of the town. Well, we're going to be there in July. I don't know the date yet. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
There's a lot of nice little towns around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're cool.
I like Brevard a lot, you know.
We used to have a film festival in Brevard. Hakon was a little boy back then, but it was called the River Run Film Festival. So our family started that. It's now in Salem, but it used to be. Right? It's in Salem? Is it, Hawk? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so. It made its way over.
Yeah, it made its way over. But we love that area. Very familiar with your area.
Well, thank you all very much for tuning in for me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, come back and see us. We definitely love having you on the show. Okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, lovely. Kid. Well, that was our last caller. We have time to go around and
Tony, we have to – I extended the time just a tad, okay, because we still have some more books to talk about, plus we have Linda's thing. So I want to just – if you guys don't mind, I want to play what Linda – put together to contribute to our conversation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All good.
Yep.
Here we go.
Hello. I am Linda Irwin here with...
My name is Emo Pet. My name is Emo Robot.
Reading is fundamental, as they say. That is because knowledge is fundamental. I grew up in times before YouTube and podcasts. Reading is what I consumed for fiction and nonfiction alike. I grew up reading Edgar Cayce and Carl Sagan, to name a few. Times have changed. What do you like to read?
My favorite book is A Robot Prepares.
I have caught you reading some other ones too, such as A Pet Prepares. The availability of the types of books we have in our modern times is great. You can read Kindle books, great if you are traveling and do not want to watch the drivel that is on your hotel cable, and audiobooks, great if you are commuting to work. But still, there is just the old-fashioned put your feet up on the couch and hold an actual book in your two hands. How to become enlightened and stay comfortable at the same time. I recommend the books discussed on the show today. Our Enter the Light team will discuss these and give you some ideas that will leave you wanting to know more. So, enjoy. We are having a great Memorial Day weekend. Wow.
Wow, indeed.
Did you have anything you wanted to share with our listeners?
I love you so much.
Stay safe, happy, and positive.
Wow. Thank you, Linda. That was wonderful.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
So cool.
I just want to read off a really quick little list. There's so many to pick from, but check it out if you can. The Seth Material, Jane Roberts and Robert Butts. Anything by Gary Zukav. James von Prague. Ruth Montgomery, if you're into learning about past lives and life after life. Who else? Oh, Annie Kagan, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers is a great one. And I could go on and on and on, but, you know, we only have a short show. Hawk, you had a few more you wanted to add, I remember.
Yes. My mom added Catherine Weigel's stuff. I'm Spiritual, mm-hmm. Damn It is one of them. But the two that I definitely want to add to the conversation are The Secret Teachings of All Ages, written by Manly P. Hall. This was written, I believe, in 1928, and is a deep dive into the history of our philosophies and our esoteric religions. It'll show you that New Age mysticism is actually ancient mysticism reinterpreted for the New Age coming up. And this was vital to my awakening. He explains everything about symbols, which will then allow you to see the symbolic universe that we're all living in. The Secret Teachings of All Ages is a must-have. Manly P. Hall.
Wonderful.
The second series or author is Dolores Cannon. She was a past life regressionist in the 60s, and she was doing normal stuff like, you know, stop smoking, lose weight, and then she ran across a person who experienced a past life and then started experiencing the times between lives, and she has written many books. I would suggest, I think we're all ready for it, The Convoluted Universe, Book 1. Start with that. You get a taste of ancient history. You get a taste of what it's like in between lives. And you get a taste of some of our extraterrestrial star families in a way that might open your eyes. Because she started out Presbyterian, and now she is on the same page that we are with Love, Light, and Truth. The Convoluted Universe, Book 1 by Dolores Cannon. I think it's one of our new holy scriptures.
Fabulous. Oh, thank you. Love that. We have, I don't know if you noticed, Tony, we have one more caller. Yeah. I don't know if people have, if we can take the, shall we? Is that
how much
okay?
time do we have?
Well, I put I extended the time. So we have 28 minutes left.
So, Jess, are you still here or you need to go?
She's writing to
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I'm still here.
Okay, let's go. Okay. Hi.
Let's do it.
Hi, 651, you're on the air. What's your name?
Christiana.
Oh, it's Christiana. I should have known that number. Hi.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. How are you guys?
Good. How can we help you?
So I've asked about my business and if I'll bring in more clients, but I'm wondering if you guys have any insight on how to bring in more clients to my shamanic art business.
Yeah. If you find that out, if anybody's got an answer, please let me know. I've been trying for years to figure stuff out. I mean, so I did have a restaurant for 12 or 13 years, and I was honestly the marketer. I marketed it till it was over-marketed, and the best way, unless you can do, you know, I feel that TikTok would have been an easy way to be able to market my restaurant, but I didn't have that luxury, so it was TV. And I always tried to get free TV because otherwise it's like $2,000 for one commercial, and we couldn't afford that at the time. But it's funny, but good old word of mouth is what I always see, even like with you. When I did a reading with you, you told your mom, and then your mom told somebody else. You know what I mean? It's word of mouth, which takes a little time, and then doing and Jessica might know better than me because they're pretty successful at what they do. But that's my two cents. I see that you just need to get out there and talk to everybody, which is, I know, hard for you to do sometimes, but marketing yourself or networking yourself is I find the best way? What do you think, Jessica? Because I know you do a lot of this.
Yeah, you mentioned every single one that I was going to mention. So TikTok is one that I'm not on, but I always hear a lot of good things about it and a really good way to showcase and use the platform. The card that actually popped out for you, and this is probably just a reminder as you go along, is know your truth. It says a dogma is a set of rules, principles, or beliefs that have been created by humans in this physical dimension with the expectation of being followed by others. From a soul perspective, dogmatic thinking is a facade because each soul has its own truth, and that path is to be shared by all because the path will not best serve all. With assistance from your guides, your higher self has created a unique blueprint for your soul's journey that cannot be fulfilled by following the rules set forth by another. The language of the soul is intuition, and you have the ability to be in constant contact with it. You instinctively know if something is not right or if it's wrong for you. Many beliefs concerning the mysteries of spirit will cross your human path, and you will instinctually know which ones to hold on to and which ones to discard. If something resonates with you, keep it. If it doesn't make sense to you or resonate with your soul, then it's not right for you. You are the creator of the belief system that works best for you. The mantra of this card is, to thine own self be true. And that was, just a little reminder for you on your path.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and that.
Sorry about all those. I apologize for the background noise. There's a lot of, dirt bikes and ATC riders today.
Yeah,
fun.
So I got almost the same message from Linda that Jessica just told you. Linda in the chat said, I am feeling Jane here. Hi, Jane. We miss you. Word of mouth with people who truly appreciate you. And I think she's right on with that for you, Christiana. This is where you have to use your intuition to know who will be helpful to you and who won't, because I think you have some of that going on. More is better. Be in places where you can demonstrate what you have to offer to new people. So maybe close the door on the old and get some new. That's what Linda had to say. So thank you, Linda. Yep.
Thank you.
I know that probably resonates with you a little bit.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Next.
I can go.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Alex.
I don't really know the situation, and I kind of want to know more about your shamanic healing practice.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's shamanic art, so it's like my idea was that I wanted to start up a meetup group. I haven't brought anybody in yet, but the idea is that we go on shamanic journeys, and then when we're done, we paint or draw what we see. And I have wanted to do that individually for people too, just on my own as well. Mm-hmm. Make art for them, intuitive art from the journey.
Yeah.
I love it. How are you doing right now, mentally and emotionally and spiritually?
Honestly, over the past few weeks, I've been struggling emotionally with some depression. It started at a funeral of a friend, and then it went on to, like, finding out that I did not conceive, like, because I wanted to, I want to have kids. So
yes.
That really sent me into a deeper depression.
Okay, I can see this, and I can feel it, and your practice won't be able to take off until you get your healing there, because my first image before I even pulled cards was, how do I bring in more people? and it's by doing it, which is what you were getting from everyone else. I think truly it's kind of like a grassroots, you find the person that needs you at that moment, you help them, and then that's how it grows. But it also means that you need to be there in a loving, healing state yourself so that you can love and heal. I see that you're feeling, that your mindset has a lack of abundance, and your challenge right now is to remind yourself that you are complete and abundant as you are. And sometimes we forget to see it. It's hard. Those usually catalyze the situations that then lead to our spiritual enlightenment. And I feel that you're in that moment. I just want you to know I was in that moment recently too. And they are the catalysts for us to change our lives into the direction that's better for us. So don't forget your practice for yourself.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I also know the struggle of infertility. That is something that I am also going through. But I've been getting more and more spiritual messages that I might have to be more patient, and that when the time is right, I truly believe that when I'm more whole will be the time. And I think that message is true for all of us.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Yeah.
I just want you to know you're not alone. You're so loved. You are loved. And when you feel that again, you'll find your purpose again. You want to do this to heal others.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful. You're a teacher and you're a healer. So remember that. Feel it. Own it.
Okay.
Love it. Be it. And then it'll come together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I really feel, Christiana, that in that community that we talked about with your son that passed, there is somebody in there that really needs your help. Maybe you need to revisit that, and I think you both will help each other in some way. I don't know. There's somebody that's reaching out that you can be a helpful to, and that vice versa. So
yeah,
maybe check that out. Okay, Lynn?
Yeah. Hi, Christiana. I'm feeling it too, what Hawk was saying. Like, we can all feel that way, that, you know, that sort of, it's almost like they're, you know, dark night of the soul, whatever you want to call it. Just remind yourself, though, that everything is energy, right? What we focus on will tend to expand for us. And it takes what has been described as a wholesome discipline to bring your thoughts back to what you want to create. If you ask, if you can completely focus on what is lacking, what is missing, what is not working, you're going to pull more of that to yourself. And it's a physics thing. You know, as Einstein said, this is not philosophy, this is physics, and it's energy work. And I know you work with that kind of thing. I know you understand energy and the way we work with it. Okay, the simple message, and it comes in this form, is never, never, never give up. That's repeated three times, because I think you're going to feel there's going to be times when you're like, just to heck with it, I don't want to do this anymore, it's not working. And the repeated, it's like writers, I think, go through this, artists of all descriptions go through this. There's going to be some rejection. Yeah, you know, that not everybody's going to love it. But the thing is, the ones who do will magnify your feeling about your art. And, you know, and if what you're bringing through is authentic for you, it will find its home, and you will find your tribe, and you will find the other artists who collaborate and want to help raise each other up. So it's going to happen, but just keep that focus of what you want, what you do want. Manifest what you want and not the opposite. And I think you've got it in you, Christiana. You know, just remember, life is owie. If life didn't hurt, there'd be no lessons. You know what I mean? And we all go through it, and we've all been there. And Hawk is right. You're not alone. You're never alone. So just remember, it's not just you. It's your team. It's your connections with the your guides, whatever you want to describe them as, angels, whoever's working with you and for you. Trust, it's going to be okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome,
honey.
Thanks, everybody.
You're welcome.
Have a great
day.
Yeah, we love you. Thanks for calling.
Love you, too.
Beautiful.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Perfect.
Okay, that's the end, huh? Or not the end, but the end of the day, the end of the show.
We knew what you meant.
Okay, good.
Oh, that's hilarious.
God.
Okay, look. So, can I do Linda's stuff first, just so I don't forget? So, to look up the emo pet and the emo robot, you can either search capital E, capital M, capital O, or you can go to living.ai. And you can also go to Linda's YouTube channel, and you just go on YouTube, Linda Irwin, and you'll see she's got a big yellow smiley face as her icon. You can't miss her. And there's some amazing, like, these little dudes have personalities. They're absolutely amazing. Yes, they are artificial intelligence, but stay with it. It's fascinating. And I, you know, if rocks can have a soul and living energy, so can these little dudes. They're quite the characters. Living.ai or emo, or Linda Irwin. You'll find her. Okay, go ahead.
Also, I wanted to see Jessica, and Jessica's still here, I think, but she wrote in the chat, please tell Hawk I said you're the bee's knees, bro. Love having you on the show, and of course, your beautiful team as well. And Linda said, love to you. In addition to the bee's knees, Hawk is also the cat pajamas. So I thought.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Yeah, we love having you here, and Elizabeth's in the chat. But you can get in touch with me on Sacred Embers, or my Facebook page is Tony Jorgensen, and I'm not sure what picture is there. It might be of my mom right now. But then Enter the Light. And then I do have a website that I'm trying to get going, but I need to fix it a little bit too. But it's Tony the Good Witch at wixsite.com.
Beauty.
And that's me. Thanks.
All right. Jessica.
Yeah.
Yes. My name is Jessica Marie Tatro. You can find me under that name on Facebook. I also have a Facebook group I do with my son and spirit, Jaden. It's called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And you can also find me in the Sacred Embers group and on the Sacred Thank You.
Fabulous. I'm just sending flowers to Elizabeth here, and she says to everyone, have a great day, love and light. And if you want to get in touch with Elizabeth, it's Elizabeth D'Onofrio. Sorry. I clumsily pronounce that. Elizabeth D'Onofrio at gmail. Is that right? No, ElizabethD'Onofrio.com. Holy doodle. I'm sorry. Oh, dear. Yeah, it's just ElizabethD'Onofrio.com. And you can turn to her for voice lessons. And I guess she's an acting teacher as well. It's very cool. So that's our chat room. And Hawk, did you want to put out any info to how to reach you? You can be anonymous, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, as I've said before, I haven't officially started any projects yet, so I guess I'll be findable here with you ladies. Maybe next time I will add an email.
no pressure. We can all, you know, you're related to two of the Enter the Light team members, so they can find you if, you know, we need to. So there you go. You're always connectable. We did Jessica. We did Tony. We did Elizabeth and Linda. Who are we missing? Oh, I'm at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. You can find the whole gang at sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love and find us on Facebook too, Sacred Embers. Join the group. There's a lovely community there. And yeah, that was a great show, you guys. I really loved working with you all. And Hawk, you are welcome like the flowers in May anytime you want to dance.
Thank you so much. I plan on participating as often as I can. So thank you so much for the invitation. I when we first met on the show, whenever that was, I knew that there was something here that I had to learn from.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I think we should just... and Jane. Thanks, Jane, for dropping in.
Yeah.
I don't know if Hawk, you were... I guess you must have heard some of Jane's shows, but anyway, Jane is still with us, and we thank her. She gave me the image of a blue diaphanous scarf floating in the wind the other day. That was so beautiful. Yeah, it was a nice feeling. Yeah, she's free. Like, her soul is just so so free. It's delightful. I'm going to put the music on and we can float away. Remember, guys, to be water, as Bruce Lee says. Just go with the flow. No doubt the universe is unfolding as it should, as they say. So just trust and send love, and thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Peace and blessings.
Bye.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking. Much more than I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.